My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Langford, represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. Earlier this week, you heard the part of my conversation with Congressman Langford dealing with House Republicans hoping to reject the president's call for a $1.2 trillion hike in the debt ceiling. And the second half of that conversation, however, dealt with the ongoing debate over the extension of existing payroll tax rates. It was, of course, a major issue just before Christmas as Republicans passed a plan for a year-long extension of existing rates. Democrats wanted just a two-month extension, and ultimately that's what happened. And so the debate, once again, is before lawmakers. And I began the payroll tax rate portion of the conversation with Congressman Langford by asking him how ready Republicans are to renew this fight.
Well, here's the focus on it. What we wanted as the House last December was not just an agreement. The way it's supposed to work is the House passes a bill, Senate passes a bill. When they don't agree, you have a conference committee, a select group from both the House and the Senate. They negotiate all that and then bring it back to the House and the Senate for a vote. We should have done that in December. Doing tax policy 60 days at a time is foolish. That pushes off on every single employer in America an additional burden to have to redo their payroll twice in a year. In addition to that, there's no system even within the IRS for how to handle W-2s when they get two of them for a single year. So let's say we don't have an agreement in this, and we have one tax rate for January, February, and a different tax rate for March through December. If that occurs, IRS has no way to process it. No payroll system in America is set up to be able to handle that. It is a crazy way to do it. Even if you have some semblance of how to track that, you would track it a quarter at a time, not 2 months at a time. And so the whole crazy system, when it came out from the Senate, we said, how can you possibly be so closed-minded that you don't look up at how Americans actually do payroll and you wouldn't do it even a quarter at a time, that you'd only focus in? So we were embarrassed that that came out of the Senate. We were embarrassed that ended up being the final piece that was rammed through because it actually puts a burden on every single employer and everybody that does payroll systems. So we've got to get this repaired. Right now the conference committee, their staff is meeting. I want to get that conference committee actually meeting with the members, and let's get all the details of this thing worked out so we're not pushed up against the end of it again.
Do you think it'll be relatively simple this time?
Oh, nothing is simple up here anymore, to say the least. We had the system. It wasn't just 12 months and 2 months when it came out. We did a reform of the unemployment insurance, for instance, taking it from 99 weeks, taking down to 59 weeks, allowing states to have flexibility in how they handle those unemployment dollars so that they can, for instance, train people. And if they don't have a GED, they can get a GED. They can get additional job skill training. If a state chooses to do drug testing, they could do that. But it gave them a lot more flexibility in how they handle their unemployment funds. And so we can help people get off unemployment checks and actually get into employment and receiving payroll. Well, the Senate rejected all of that out of hand and said, no, we just want to extend the status quo on it. So we can't just continue to extend status quo. We've got to actually reform the system. That's the frustration. So the arguments were out, not really 12 months, 2 months. The argument really is, do we keep it the same way it's always been, or do we try to fix this broken system?
Last question on the current stalemate on payroll taxes. Democrats claim, and to some extent it's been verified, that part of the problem is that Mitch McConnell over in the Senate thought he had the support of John Boehner and your conference for the version that passed in the Senate. What did you make of that confusion, and do you think that the Republican conferences and the two chambers are back on the same page now?
Well, I can tell you what John Boehner said about that, and I was in a meeting with him personally on that same issue. His statement was, he said, I made the same statement to Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid that I made to the rest of our conference, and that is, after we passed, after the House passed our bill, sent it to the Senate, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell wanted to meet with John Boehner and start working out the details. John Boehner's response to them was, you need to pass your bill. We're not going to negotiate with you until you pass a bill. That's how this is supposed to work. We don't pass a bill and then immediately change it because you call us over here. We pass a bill, you pass a bill, and then we work out the differences between the two. And apparently Mitch McConnell seemed to understand that differently than how Speaker Boehner was saying it. And even when it was floated, the two-month time period, Speaker Boehner is saying that's a bad idea behind closed doors, but it became a really, really bad idea when all of us looked at it as well and said that's just really terrible for every employer to have to track their payroll twice in a year and all the chaos that creates in everybody's system. And there's nothing's changed. Honestly, there's nothing changed from December to January. There's no reason we could not have worked out a full-year plan in December and not put everyone through this. So I think John Boehner was telling the truth on it to us in saying that he was not giving some sort of secret message to Mitch McConnell to say go for the two-month plan if that's all you can get. I think he was just saying pass what you can pass and then we'll work this out in conference. Where it broke down is when the Senate And Harry Reid said, we will not even send conferees over to you. We will not conference until January.
Well, that's a fascinating look inside the process that I think a lot of folks hadn't heard till now, sir. Thank you very much for your insights on all these topics.
Well, glad to be able to help.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford represents his state's 5th Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.